Chapter 1. To the Future. My friends, I have a story to tell that you probably will not believe. I built a time machine. I have traveled to the future. I began my journey this morning. I was frightened when I started the machine, but I was also very excited. I pressed the starting lever and then the stopping lever right after. I felt like I was falling, but I could still see my laboratory. I checked my clock. More than 5 hours had passed in a second. I took a breath and pressed the starting lever again. As I traveled into the future, night and day passed faster and faster. My laboratory disappeared. The sun moved quickly across the sky about once a minute. I saw trees grow tall, die, and fall almost instantly. I saw enormous buildings rise up and then disappear. The seasons changed each second. I finally stopped the machine and climbed out. I found myself on a small lawn with many bushes. There was an enormous white sphinx with spread wings. What changes had happened on Earth while I was traveling? Had people changed into something strange and dangerous? I soon heard voices coming near. A short, thin man appeared. He wore a long purple shirt tied in the middle with a belt. He looked very beautiful, but weak. When I saw him, my fear went away. He did not look dangerous. The man came straight up to me without any fear and laughed. A group of 8 or 10 of these beautiful people gathered around me. They all had the same light hair and small, gentle eyes. One of them spoke to me. I did not answer because I thought my voice would be too loud. Then I felt their soft little hands on my back and shoulders. When they started touching the time machine, I was worried. I removed the levers that made it go. Then I tried to communicate with them. I pointed to the time machine and to myself. Then I pointed to the sun. One of the creatures did the same and then made the sound of thunder. For a moment I was surprised, though the meaning of this simple movement was clear enough. I had expected that people living about 800,000 years in the future would have great knowledge. But one of them had just asked me a very childlike question. Had I come from the sun in a thunderstorm? I said yes, pointed to the sun, and made a sound like thunder. Frightened, they all stepped back and bent their heads down. Then one came toward me and put beautiful flowers around my neck. Soon they were all running around, looking for flowers and throwing them on me.